to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio, and joining me over the phone right now is Mayor Don Scott. Mayor Scott, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. It's been a while since you've been on the show, but it's been a crazy few weeks.
It's been a challenging few weeks for certain. This is probably the most challenging time I think this region's ever been through, given that there's a pandemic, obviously the flood, and we have an economic downturn, and we have a boil water advisory all happening at the same time.
I think you've mentioned it a few times, but if any community can overcome it, it's probably going to be the RMWB.
I was going to say, this is one damn tough town. I've got to give it that. Every person I meet is so tough in this community, it's amazing. And they really know how to pull together.
For sure. Well, I know you're a busy man, so let's just get right into it. And there was a special council meeting yesterday where you brought forward three separate motions revolving around the flood. Let's start off with your first two motions kind of tie together when it comes to DRP funding from the province. And it looks like mayor and council are going to be sending another urgent request to the province to get DRP funding. Have we heard anything from yesterday into today about this program? Are we going to be getting it? Do you have any update on that?
No, there is no update since the council meeting last night. But what I can say is I've had very positive discussions with the province. So right after the flood, the premier was here. He indicated that he thought that we should be qualifying for DRP funding. And for anyone who's not familiar with DRP, it's a program that reimburses or assists people in a disaster. It's called the Disaster Recovery Program. So what it does is it comes in and helps people for uninsured losses. So if you weren't able to get insurance for something, like an overland flood in our example, then DRP is from the province. It doesn't put you in the position you were prior to the disaster, but it helps out a lot. It puts you in a basic starting position. It's something that I'm very keen on us getting. So I spoke to the premier about it. He was optimistic about it. Deputy Mayor Allen and I have had two discussions with the relevant minister, whose name is Madu. He's the Minister of Municipal Affairs. And we had one discussion with Minister Nixon in one of those calls. We have been pushing extremely hard for that program to be instituted, because it will help all those people, I believe, who were impacted by the flood, and all the businesses who were impacted by the flood. So it's going to mean a lot. It's going to put us back in a much better position. To give you a sense of what might be covered, first of all, if it's approved, it would launch very quickly. That's the history of this. When Deputy Mayor Allen and I were in government, that same program was used for the High River floods down south, and we've seen it used in other circumstances. Small businesses, tenants are potentially, it's available for tenants. Application centers could theoretically be open by the end of May. Here's one of the keys. Advance payments of up to 50% of what somebody might be entitled to could be done very fast as an advance. And what it returns you to is your pre-disaster functional condition. It doesn't pay for everything to restore you to where you were, but it puts you in a basic position, and it's very important. So if you had an example that might not make a lot of sense. If you had a $50,000 TV, it's not going to replace your $50,000 TV, but it'll replace a TV, a basic TV. So that gives you a sense of where it's at. Now, it doesn't cover lost business revenue historically. Now, I'm describing it, the system, the way it was when Deputy Mayor Allen and I were in government, so there might be some changes. If you're a business, you need to show tax records. And here's the key for businesses. You must commit to reestablishing in the community. You can't just get a check and leave the community from DRP. And that's actually music to my ears. I want businesses to reestablish here. We want businesses to make sure that they are doing everything. We want to help them as much as they can, but I want them to come back. This community needs these small businesses, and we're here to support those small businesses. DRP funding is going to help. So it's both for residents who were impacted by the flood and businesses. So it's a very positive. You know, I suspect it would be in the, it would approach $100 million easily from what I've seen. It doesn't put you back in your original state, but it helps a lot. And if there's any community in Canada who would ever need something like this, it's us. We've been through a lot. And this region has helped Alberta historically so much by its economic impact and helped Canada this is an opportunity for that to be recognized, not only for the flood we've gone through, but we give and give and give. Now we're in a position where we need help, and that's what I've been saying. This region needs help, and we're asking for it.
Mm-hmm. And kind of touching on it a little bit there, but I know as part of your motion, you've mentioned it previously last week as well, but you've also reached out to the federal government to kind of get whatever is matched from the province coming from the government of Canada as well.
So, the DRP program is something that's cost-shared between the federal government and the province. So if we get approved for DRP, the province is participating, but so are the feds. Okay. Through that program. But what we're asking for is something additional to that. We're asking the federal government to look at topping up the DRP program. The federal government has not had a strong presence in this region. This is a real opportunity for them. And I've had some real good discussions with them, not only about, how they could help, but about how they could help in the future in this region. So I've got to say, for the first time in a long time, I'm actually feeling optimistic about the federal government and what they might be able to do. We have especially had good discussions with Bill Blair. He's the Minister of Public Safety for the federal government. And he called me right after the flood and basically said, how can we help? And I gave him a list immediately, including money, which is what elected people need to do. You need to start asking right away, because we don't want them to forget about us. So the motion last night said we're going to ask for DRP funding, but it also said we're going to ask the federal government in a separate letter for all the assistance we can get and to top up any funding that we're getting from the provincial government.
All right. Well, Mayor Scott, we're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the flood.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And before the break, we were talking about getting disaster relief funding from the province and from the federal government, and also getting some more additional support from the federal government. Before we change topics, Mayor Scott, I know you were mentioning there was one last thing you wanted to mention when it comes to funds coming from the federal government.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that everyone's clear that we have not been approved yet. That's why we're sending the letter. So as of this moment, we have not been approved. We're still waiting. The decision actually goes to cabinet. So cabinet is the ministers of the provincial government who are going to make the decision. They've been very positive with me. So I'm based on the history of when this program has been used, history and precedent would indicate that we should qualify, so I believe we're going to, so I'm very optimistic about it. So I just wanted to mention that, so everyone's really clear that that's who ultimately makes the decision. It has not been made yet, so we are waiting, but there's been very positive discussions.
Well, Mayor Scott, we're going to change topics over to the boil water advisory, which is in place for people living in Fort Mac, Anzac, Draper, Gregoire Lake Estates, and Sapray Creek Estates, as it looks like it will remain in effect until at least September. But is there any way that we could have this advisory scrapped before then?
Yeah, I can basically tell you from my own perspective, a date in September is completely unacceptable. And we asked administration to take a hard, hard look, and certainly have had discussions with the administrative team. They work really hard, and they've obviously been under enormous pressure with everything that's going on. But that's their job, and they've been working tremendously hard. So we asked them to take a hard look at whether work can be done concurrently, and we also had some discussions with the province about if we need technical assistance, whether that can be provided. And I understand that was a very positive response. So tomorrow, we're going to be holding a Facebook Live session at 2 p.m., and if anybody wants to see that, it's on the rmwb.ca website, and we're going to be, I believe, indicating what our revised timeline is going to be. So we think it's going to be a lot better because we're, you know, they're going to work really hard to make sure that this is done. They know that, you know, September is not a date that, that the people in this community can accept. We all need water, and water that's drinkable. It's just going to be a little bit of time before they get that work. We've got to disinfect 375 kilometers of pipe. And just to be clear about what happened, because a lot of people ask about it, silt from the river got into the system. So water from the river and silt, it's nothing else. That's what caused the turbidity or the cloudiness in the water. If people want to see some of the history of the questions that have been asked, our Facebook Live town halls, that question about what happened has been asked repeatedly. Please, they're on there. Go to, you know, the RM Wood Buffalo web Facebook page, and you can see the history of those questions and answers. We've been doing Facebook Live almost every day since the flood happened, and I would just encourage people, if you have any questions about water, to go there. The motion that I brought yesterday is that until the water advisory is lifted, the water bills should be reduced. So they're taking a look at that to figure out how they can work it. So we have a combined water bill in this region, so they are going to take a hard look at how they can reduce it, and in a way that makes sense, but takes into account the fact that there's been a significant disruption in service. So, and that was part of the motion that I brought. I want administration to reduce the water bills for the individuals who are impacted, which is everyone essentially in this region almost. There's a few regions that are not impacted, but for the majority of us, you know, we are not getting the service that we would expect. Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more details about how much of these fees are going to be reduced? I know the motion was just brought yesterday, but do we have any ideas?
No, administration is going to be coming forward with that pretty quickly, I believe. So I think we should know within the next few days.
All right. Well, before we take our last break, Mayor Scott, one last part I wanted to talk about was a motion in regards to business licenses. And part of the motion says that for anyone who wants to apply for a business license for work resolving, you know, revolving around the flood, they have to be, or at least have to have an address, Wood Buffalo address, for 90 days prior to the state of local emergency being declared. I know this has been something that you've been talking about and making sure that we hire as much local as possible, but I guess the easy question right now is this legal? Can we do this?
Yeah, I believe it is. But our, you know, our administrative team will certainly let me know if it's not, but I asked for it to be done. I want our local businesses supported. What ends up happening after these disasters that happened after the fire is that these ambulance chasing contractors come running up here, take people's deposits, and then disappear. Or they do work that is shoddy, and then they're not around to repair it. And the other thing that happens very often is that insurance companies try to impose who they believe should do the work on people who are insured. It is actually up to the insured person to choose the contractor. No matter what the insurance company is telling you, insurance broker after insurance broker has told me that. So please, 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 if you are insured and you're getting some work done by an insurance company or you're getting reimbursed, you choose the contractor. Don't let anyone else tell you who to choose. Get somebody local. Get somebody from this community. There are plenty of people looking for work here. I see the emails every day about people who are looking for work. So hire somebody local. They're going to be around. They're vested in this community. They have a vested interest in the future of this community. So please hire local when you're looking for contractors to do things. There are plenty available, and you know they want to do the work, and they're going to be around. So I really encourage, that's something that's it's driving me crazy that I see all these external contractors run up here to take advantage of people, in my opinion, and then run off to some other community. So this motion is to try to bring some part of that to an end. We need to support our local economy. What always happens is we always talk about how we support local, but in the end, we don't do it. This motion, you know, it's meant to start closing those huge gaps where people can just come up here and take advantage of people. So I want people to shop local. I want people to use local contractors for whatever you need, not just for this, the repairs from this flood, but for whatever you need in the future, use somebody local. That is going to support the local economy. They're the ones who are going to support all of us going forward. So I would encourage you to consider that as you go forward if you're out there and you have damage.
I know there were a few concerns that were brought up about maybe there are some specialties that are maybe a little lacking in the community. Are there any concerns about that?
You know, I don't have those concerns. We have probably the kind of community with every specialty on the planet, just given what the kind of work that happens in this region. You know, if somebody brings some exception where there is absolutely nobody who can do something, then maybe we can consider it. But I don't see it. You know, I'm tired of, that's what happens, is people say that there's this gap, so we should open it up. And then what happens is the gap is so wide that everybody comes up here and takes advantage of everyone. You know, let's make sure that we use our local people as much as we can. That's really what the motion's about, and that's what I want people to do.
All right, well, Mayor Scott, we're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to finish our talk about the flood as well as COVID-19.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And we're talking about the flood response and talking about DRP funding, about some motions that you brought up at a special meeting yesterday in regards to flood recovery. And before we turn our attention over to COVID a little bit, because yes, I know we are dealing with a flood, we're also still dealing with the pandemic. I know you mentioned that you have an update when it comes to mail service in Fort McMurray.
Yeah, we had an update yesterday. Now, I want everyone, if their mail service has been disrupted, to keep an eye on the Canada Post website. They're going to be putting out a news release. In fact, it could already be out, because when I spoke to them, it was about to be issued, but they will have service. Their goal is to have service fully restored by Monday or Tuesday. So I just want to give everybody that update. If your mail service was disrupted because of the flood, and that's many people downtown, obviously, then Monday and Tuesday is going to be the goal. Now, there are some things that they're trying to get out quicker, like checks, and they're going to issue a news release about all that and how things can be picked up if you're waiting for a check.
All right, well, we'll make sure to pass along that information as well. And like I mentioned, we're still dealing with the pandemic, and it ties in a little bit with the flood, as we saw a lot of volunteers out last week in just, for an example, helping to make sure that the Northern Lights Regional Health Center didn't have to evacuate. Have you had any talks with Alberta Health Services or the province about maybe if there's going to be a potential spike in COVID cases because of this?
You know, I've had a really good connection with Murray Crawford. He's the guy who runs our local hospital. He's been great, and he's been on many of our town halls. Now, he's not on tonight's town hall, I don't believe, but there is somebody from AHS who's going to be on there. So I would encourage anyone who wants to participate and listen in on the town hall or even ask a question. That's going to be at 6:10 tonight, and you can register at rmwb.ca. But I can give you a bit of an update. I asked Murray my message last night, I said, can you say whether we have increased COVID tests in the region? Because I know that the testing is available to a wider group at this point. And I think one of my colleagues, might have been Councillor Murphy, raised that last night. So what he said, I'll just give the summary part, which is, we've opened testing to a larger set of people if they want to be tested, but we have not seen a dramatic increase in testing numbers. So as far as testing is concerned, they're not seeing an increase in numbers. But from what I saw, some people were being extremely careful in the flood restoration, others not as much. So we try to encourage people, we try to remind them that we still have a pandemic. It's still critically important that everybody follow the COVID-19, you know, all the statements by Alberta Health that need to be followed. So we've tried to remind people. From what I saw, for the most part, people were being very careful. So I'm very satisfied with the efforts people are putting in. There's so many volunteers down there. I think the flood, sometimes when you have another disaster on top of a disaster, I think people might not focus on disaster number one because of disaster number two. But I think what I saw, people realized the importance of focusing on their health at the same time. We had a lot of concerns about that, but But and we sent out reminders and we talked to people. Everyone I spoke to, we spoke about that. But there was a good focus on it, I would say. It wasn't everybody, but for the most part. Now, am I anticipating a spike? I don't, but I'm always an optimist. I always want to make sure our region is the safest in Canada. But there's going to be some challenges, perhaps, but I haven't seen it yet. And certainly the numbers of people being tested haven't increased, according to Mr. Crawford. So I'm feeling optimistic at this point. I just want to thank everybody who's been coming down and volunteering. We have had so many businesses in this region who have come down and volunteered, and people are just showing up, bringing food and other supplies that people need who've been impacted by the flood. You know, somebody said to me yesterday that there's no other place in Canada that would have this kind of response as a community, and I've never seen anything like it. It's truly amazing. So to all those who have helped their neighbors out and their friends out, thank you so much. This is an amazing community, and it's because of people like you that we're all going to get through this. If any community can get through a challenge, it is us. We've been through it before, and we're going to get through this. But thank you to all those who have helped their neighbors.
All right. Well, Mayor Scott, we don't have much time left, but I know you did mention it, that there is a town hall happening tonight. When is it happening, and how can people take part?
Yeah, if anybody's interested in participating in a town hall, we've been doing them every Thursday, and Facebook Live tomorrow, rmwb.ca, if you want to see that, or our Facebook page, which is RM Wood Buffalo. If you want to participate in the town hall, then it's tonight at 6:10. You can register at rmwb.ca.
Well, Mayor Scott, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes.
Okay, take care.
That's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.